I need to turn myself on. Oh, hi, you. Hey, Wayne. There you are. I always start with some disclaimers, and the first disclaimer is normally the disclaimer has to do with how much caffeine I've drank, and today I'm buzzing more than I ever have, and I only have a medium Diet Coke in me, and it's because of the topic today, and I can't wait to get into that, but let me start with some of those upfront things. Hi, I'm Wayne. I am one part of your teaching team here at Liminal Church of Ventura. I'm also one of your pastors, along with Jenny. And I'm stoked for this series that we're in right now. Hello to everybody online. I hope it comes through well. And y'all ready? So pumped. I guess this is the time for the other disclaimers. Probably just two of them. One, the song we're going to do today is a really long song, and I've saved it for the end, and so I'm going to hopefully get you prepared for it. And then, but with that, knowing that I have time constraints, because I really want to get to the song, I wrote down word for word everything I'm going to say to you, which is not, That's not normal Wayne. And I practiced. I got as most of the tears out that I could. Right? Because it's cathartic. I mean, this is cathartic being up here so often. And I'm thankful that y'all get something from it. But so often, if we're being honest, those of us that are up here, a lot of times we're talking right to ourselves. And today's going to be cathartic again. But the other, like, I think where that jazzed, just energetic experience is going on in my body, I've been a fan of this band. Since the early 90s, thanks, George. Since 1992, when I graduated high school, I've been a fan of this band. And pursuing the divine and going on to be a theology instructor and pastor, there weren't many opportunities to talk about this band. It was one of the things that kind of had to stay in my closet if I wanted to navigate evangelical circles more often. So I'm stoked that not only do I get to come out of that closet, but I get to do it in front of y'all and invite you guys to experience this incredible, incredible band. But before we even get into that, or I tell you what band, although I think some of you know, let me just read the scripture text for today, because I think that this song and the journey that I've been on with this band is like, this verse is like the culmination of that. So I'm going to start, and interestingly, I don't think I've ever quoted the Amplified Bible before, but today I'm going to use the Amplified version of 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There's no fear in love. Dread does not exist. But perfect, complete, full-grown love drives out fear. But fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love, has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. If there were seatbelts in your chairs, now would be the time I would tell you to start looking for them. So, here we go. Welcome to Theology of Song series that we're doing here at Liminal. It's a series where the music that has carried us becomes scripture for a moment, where sound becomes sanctuary, and where art becomes liturgy. One more quick disclaimer. I've always said this a couple times, a few of you today, transitioning from theology instructor and then going into this art of spiritual direction training is really a movement from knowing everything, that's not true, I didn't know Jack, but from knowing everything to like starting to experience that knowledge. And I've noticed it's influenced even the way that I write now. Yeah, just letting you know about my packaging. It's probably a little bit more contemplative now. So let's slow down. Today we step into the sonic temple of the band Tool, my favorite progressive rock band since 1992. Tool is what musicians call a musician's band. They build cathedrals of sound, polyrhythms inside polyrhythms, 5/8, 7/8, 9/8 signatures, drums that are rooted in sacred geometry, bass lines that move like serpents, guitar tones sculpted like stone. And Maynard James Keenan, the lead singer, writing lyrics like a desert mystic. This isn't music you listen to, this is music you enter. And today we're entering Fear Inoculum, a 10-minute meditation disguised as progressive metal. A journey from fear to clarity, to surrender, to belovedness, and to the breath. Let the scripture be the heartbeat beneath the sound today. That perfect love drives out fear. Let it settle in you. Let it breathe. This isn't a typical song. It's a journey, and there's movements in this journey. And so I'm just going to jump right into movement one, getting you ready for what's coming at the end. So movement one deals with the wound and the contagion. There was a season when I carried more anger towards God than love, when trust cracked in places that it meant to hold, and I wondered if God had cracked with it. The lead singer of Tool, Maynard, walked a similar road. His mother, Judith, lived paralyzed for nearly 3 decades. His fury poured into a song called Judith, written with one of his other bands, A Perfect Circle, where he spits this line: "It's not like you drove a spiteful spear into his side." That's biblical imagery, swung like a hammer. It's accusation as honesty. Fear Inoculum begins in a similar territory. Immunity, long overdue. Contagion, I exhale you. Fear, resentment, illusion, the pathogens of the soul. And then comes the confession. Naive, I opened up to you, venom and mania. No pretense, no performance, just honesty about the ways we let fear into our lives. The way innocence or confusion opens the door to poison. It's confession as respiration. It's liberation as breath. The song goes to movement two, and the voice of fear speaks. The deceiver himself speaks, and the deceiver says, "Fear the light, fear the breath, fear the others for eternity." We all know that voice. It isolates, it shrinks, it constrains, and it whispers, "You can't trust. You don't belong. You're not enough." In psychology, it's the inner critic. In scripture, the accuser. In mysticism, the shadow. Its power isn't truth. Its power is repetition. But I hear them now. Inhale the clarity, the lyrics glow. A new breath. A new atmosphere. And suddenly, the lyrics change. Hear the venom in what you say, inoculated. The poison has been unmasked, the lie is exposed. And then there's this beautiful mantra that just plays itself throughout the song: bless this immunity. It's immunity not as armor, but as awareness. Movement 3, inhaling clarity. There was a time when prayer felt like clenching. Clenched fist, clenched lungs. But what if faith begins not with striving, but with simply breathing? In, out. Believe it or not, Tool taught me that. Their rhythms yank you into the present moment. And in the very next song on this album, the song's titled Numa, Maynard sings, "We are spirit bound to this flesh, awaken." Numa, same word for breath, spirit, and wind. It's ruach. Awakening isn't about certainty, it's about breath. Love enters with the inhale, and fear can loosen with the exhale. Movement 4, recasting the tale. Then comes one of the most stunning turns in the song. Exhale, expel, recast my tale, weave my allegorical elegy. Recasting the tale is resurrection work. It's the moment we stop narrating our story as a tragedy and begin narrating it as a pilgrimage. It's realizing my story is not just what happened to me, my story is what is being born in me. Pain becomes a parable. Wounds become windows. An elegy becomes allegory. And Maynard lived this reframing in real time, because years after writing that song Judith, a song of fury and accusation, he wrote with breathtaking reverence a song called Wings for Marie. His mom is named Judith Marie. This is where the shift becomes undeniable. In that song, he sings, "Should you see your maker's face tonight, look him in the eye. Look him in the eye and tell him, I never lived a lie, never took a life, but surely saved one. Hallelujah, it's time for you to bring me home." This isn't rage anymore, this is surrender. This is reverence. This is a son honoring his mother's faith, her dignity, her courage, her 30 years of paralysis born without bitterness, her suffering becomes sacred, her endurance becomes a testimony for her son, and her life becomes liturgy. And the fist of that song, Judith, opens. And the hands of the song, Wings, releases. And our song today, Fear Inoculum, we meet Maynard on the other side of this transformation, clear-eyed, awakened, breathing truth without fear. And when I begin telling my story differently, not as proof that God had abandoned me, but as the landscape where love never stopped pursuing me, the contagion loosened. Bless this immunity. Movement 5. The divide, the counting, the becoming. Then the mind, the ego, makes its last stand. It tries to organize the awakening, control the transformation, intellectualize the letting go. Maynard names it perfectly. Enumerate all that I'm to do, calculating steps away from you, my own mitosis growing through division from mania. This is ego trying to measure awakening, trying to count its way toward freedom, trying to organize spiritual evolution. But then comes the breakthrough line, my own mitosis, the splitting open of the false self, so the truth self can emerge, growing through division, not around it, growing through chaos, not bypassing it. This is the holy fracture before healing. This is the necessary death before new life. This is the tearing of the veil inside of us. And it's right here, right in the middle, I see this Christ-shaped pattern in the song emerging. Right in this tearing open moment, I hear the echo of Jesus' own invitation. If you want to find your life, lose it. Pick up your cross daily. Not as punishment, not as shame, not as self-hatred, but as the daily releasing of the false self, the fearful self, the calculating self, the self built on illusion instead of love. Jesus trusted love through death and into resurrection. This moment in the song is the same pattern, a daily dying, a daily rising, a daily mitosis of the soul. Movement 6. And then, only after the ego has exhausted every strategy, comes surrender. This would be a good time for someone to say amen, right? Come on, you've all been in this battle before. The line says, forfeit all control. This isn't collapse, this is consent. This is release. And then comes the litany, an exorcism, but not of demons, of illusions. Exercise the spectacle. Exercise the malady. Exercise the disparate. I can hear the music playing right now. It's a really intense part of the song, just telling you guys no. The spectacle is the curated self. The malady, the fear we mistake for truth, the disparate, the divided, fragmented inner world. This is the cleansing. This is the clearing. This is the moment the old self burns away and the new self breathes. Surrender is cleansing. Clarity is immunity. Bless this immunity. Movement 7, the unveiling of belovedness. It comes one of the most powerful moments of this entire song, the unveiling. The lyrics go, your veil now lift away. I see you running, deceiver chased away, long time coming. This is not our unveiling. It's the deceiver's unveiling. The deceiver's one job is to keep you from knowing your eternal belovedness, to convince you that you are defined by fear, by shame, by separation, by smallness. When the veil lifts, the lie is revealed. And what happens? It runs. Because belovedness is more powerful than fear. Always has been, always will be. Thank you for your song selection today. Your love is strong. For many of us, that moment, the moment we finally see through the lie and into love, has been a long time coming. Movement 8, the evolution of faith. If that song from A Perfect Circle, Judith, was rage, and over a decade later, Wings for Marie, Part 2, was surrender, then our song today, Fear Inoculum, is illumination. You can trace Maynard's spiritual evolution, anger, grief, reverence, release, illumination, breath. And as I mentioned before, the very next song on this album, Numa, whispers, awake my soul. As if this whole section of Tool's catalog is a spiritual autobiography, written in rhythm, poetry, and breath. Rage, lament, surrender, illumination, awakening. This is the spiritual journey many of us walk, consciously or not. Movement 9. So we return again to our scripture. There's no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but perfect, full-grown love drives out fear. Love does not erase fear. It recontextualizes it. It places fear inside a larger truth. It puts fear in its proper size. It breathes through fear until fear loses its center stage. Fear inoculum, love as a vaccine. Spirit as our breath, and immunity as awareness. And so the journey brings us back to where it was always leading: breath, presence, belovedness, clarity. Before we finally play the song itself, we need to prepare our hearts. And before that, I've got a disclaimer. This one's in writing. Before we move into the closing breath practice and then experience fear inoculum together, I want to offer a brief word of care. We're about to listen to the song in its fullness, and this song is incredible, but it also gets intense. And honestly, what battle with fear isn't intense? If you need an image, imagine asking Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and Rush to collaborate on the soundtrack for the final battle at Mordor. That's the scale we're stepping into. Mythic, thunderous, cinematic. The end of the song gets loud, storm-like. But like every emotional wave, it rises and then it passes. As you listen, I invite you to sit with whatever comes up. Curiosity, discomfort, peace, surprise, all of it belongs. And hear me clearly, there's no shame, no pressure, no problem if at any point you need to quietly step out. Your nervous system is sacred. Your body's wisdom is welcomed here. This is an invitation, not an endurance test. All right, everybody's still sitting here. All right, let's breathe together. Y'all ready? So, if you can close your eyes, if you're comfortable, just let your shoulders drop. Let your jaw soften. If you can, inhale through your nose for a count of four. And exhale through your mouth for a count of six. Let's do that again. Inhale, two, three, four. And exhale, two, three, four, five, six. If you can keep that pattern in, on your inhale, in your mind, say the words, I am loved. And on your exhale, the words, I release fear. I am loved. I release fear. Let the breath become prayer. Let the breath become rhythm. And let the breath become you. When you're ready, let the next sound you hear be the opening note of Tool's Fear Inoculum. Don't analyze it, just enter it. Let the rhythm breathe you. Let the music become liturgy. Let the intensity wash through you like weather, passing, shifting, and releasing. And may you leave this space inoculated, not from life's pain, but from the illusion that fear is final. May perfect, full-grown love drive out fear, breath by breath. Bless this immunity. Y'all may. We just played Tool in church.
Yeah, we did.
And everybody survived.
Right? For those of you that have battled fear, have ever gone into the storm, man, if that didn't evoke it in your body, that experience, then I'm sorry. But I thank you guys for listening. I thank you guys for participating. We're going to have the after conversation upstairs. Let me just close this out in prayer. That's all right. And thank you guys. Oh my goodness, thank you, thank you, thank you. Creator God, love itself. We do ask that you would bless this immunity. Keep us grounded in that deep knowledge of your love. That we are already right here, right now, exactly what we need to be beloved by you. There's not a time in the future where we will be loved more or loved less. May that reality take root inside of us. I am beloved. And as that knowledge takes root and as it grows, may it change the way all of us move in this world, the way we look at each other, the way we talk to each other, because we're all beloved. Keep us far from that voice that tells us to fear the other, that there are those people and there are these people. That's a gosh darn lie. May we live in our belovedness without the fear that we have to perform, have the right answers, look the right way, talk the right way. Help us to live out of that belovedness the way Jesus did when he was here on earth. Bless this immunity. Amen. Amen. So long.
Farewell.
Avita san, adieu. Adieu, 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 adieu. You guys don't know what to do with yourselves after that, do you?
Okay. I thought the band was going to come back up, but they're not. So the conversation, a.k.a. let's process this message. Upstairs. Don't forget, after the 30th, we're decorating, and then toys in until December 7th. And thank you. Looks like I'm going to be going to a rock show with Wayne, babe. Go forth and do great things. Love.